right?
Mike.
Oh yeah, it's pop metal. I think Steve's in the process of tooling up for the handle itself, the ones that always break. But I don't know how far along he is on that project.
What about taking it off and doing the work to try to smooth it out, and then getting that just the handle, taking it, getting it clear and
cast
powder coated.
Well, you can powder coat or paint or whatever. You can use Bondo in the pits and paint it metallic silver. It's still going to look pretty good. All depends what you want.
Right.
You know, it's certainly, you know, you could take it out completely and put a more modern handle in there with a patch, but that's going to look kind of,
yeah,
you know, not quite right.
You were saying that Steve at Vintage Trailer Supply is working on those. I know that there is a guy on the forums, I don't know his name, and he has actually made the cast, and they are casting them. I believe they're casting them out of brass, and then they're plating them. But it might be cast aluminum, too. I'm not sure. But there is a guy that has an exact copy of the handle that he's selling, and I think he's on eBay, too, and they're like $1.75 each just for the handle. So they're not cheap, even reproduced.
Well, a lot of work, you know. I don't know if you've seen that handle in pieces, but the handle portion itself has got a lot of facets and a hinge point, and you know, the where it latches, it locks down at the bottom. It's pretty involved because even after the casting is done, there's some machining involved in this thing.
Well, you know, all those Bagram door locks, door sets are now all becoming very, very rare and expensive because they are no longer available, and most of the suppliers are all cleaned out. I went into a local repair shop that's about 5 miles from my shop, and he had two of the L200s on the shelf and one of the 100s. And they were like $85 each, and I bought them right on the spot. You know, even though I didn't need them, I bought them because I knew that they're going to be going for hundreds of dollars soon enough as people start to really want them.
I did buy
them. Yeah, the sad thing is the modern versions are pretty poor quality.
I was able to buy the lock cylinder from Vintage Trailer Supply and replace that on mine.
Yeah, that's an old Ford ignition cylinder or something. But
I never use that. I just use my deadbolt. But I have it in case, like, when the kids gets inside and messes around, I can unlock it. And I think mine is missing the little spring. I think there's a spring in there that kind of keeps the handle from flopping around.
Yes.
I'm missing that still, but it wasn't a big deal. So we have Chuck waiting, guys. Let's get Chuck on. Chuck sent a question to us, but he wanted to be on the show because he said it's an intricate question here. Adding Chuck to the conference. And we can find out about his question about a black tank, I think. Chuck, you there?
Yes, hi.
Hey, Chuck, this is Tim, and we have Colin, Frank, and Rob is on tonight.
Rob,
hey, Chuck,
is on.
How you doing?
Rob's making a special appearance.
I heard you were coming on, Chuck, so I had to be here.
Is this the Chuck of Chuck and Pam?
Chuck and who?
Chuck and Pam, no? Are you from New England Unit?
No, that's the other Chuck.
Oh, the other Chuck. Okay, sorry to confuse you with the other Chuck, Chuck.
That's the other Chuck. This is our Chuck. Chuck, tell us about your trailer.
Well, I have a 73 Safari, Rob's favorite year.
Woo-hoo!
And it has the standard issue rear floor problems. It actually wasn't that bad to begin with. I've been camping with it like this for 9 years now, and I just finally decided it's time to bite the bullet and take it off the road and fix it. I haven't ever wanted to take it off. I'd lose the camping season. I know how long this will take me to totally dismantle everything back there and get it all together. It's a big project, you know. But so I was thinking this is the time, you know, while you're in there. The